Here with now Kansas Hall of Famer Wyatt Thompson, voice of the Wildcats, and it's cool to kind of say that to Wyatt, but you've been to 21 now Catbacker events here, and it's always great to be back here in Scott City.
It's always great to come here. This is kind of one of the events that we talk about first when we talk about the Catbacker Tour. I salute the people out here. This will be the 60th tonight, minus a couple of COVID years. That is great tradition there. We're excited to be out. We had a great year. Thank you for bringing up the Hall of Fame thing. I really appreciate it. You're a good man for that. I'm so humbled and honored by it, but also so excited for what we did this past season and looking ahead to next year.
Well, you kind of had a fun season, didn't you? Big 12 championship, got to the Sugar Bowl. I know it was a tough game with Alabama, but and then to go to the Elite Eight at Madison Square Garden and the success is continuing the baseball and even golf here in the spring. What a year for Kansas State Athletics.
Well, you said that perfectly, and I think you have to start with the fall and the Big 12 football championship. I think we saw one of the best Big 12 title games ever down in Dallas in early December. It was just a spectacular game. It would have been a heartbreaking game to lose, but boy, euphoria with a win like that. I think all of us will remember that game and Ty Zentner's winning kick and all of those kind of things. It just capped off what I thought was a really good year. Then you get into basketball. None of us, if we're being honest, none of us thought Elite Eight would be possible in Coach Tang's first year, but I think we're learning that things are possible with him and his staff and the young people he's recruiting. I'm excited for this coming year, but also celebrate tonight a 26-win season, man. I mean, Marquise was insane. Keontae, I mean, other guys too. Desi had a great year. I could go on and on and on. I mean, how do you start combing down those guys? Because, I mean, Naquan Tomlin was superb, and we had many guys contribute. You don't win 26 without a lot of talent and good coaching, and that happened. And you mentioned – I appreciate you mentioned some of the others too. You know, the men's golf just missed the team qualifying for the national championships. They with about four holes to play, they were in the top five, which is awesome. Baseball's had a good spring, you know, swept Kansas, which was awesome, and they got TCU in town this weekend. So, yeah, we've had a great year and already looking forward to next year.
Well, you know, next year is going to be new, 14 teams in the Big 12. So we go with Big 12 with 10 teams, Big 12, 14 for a year. Unfortunately for football, you don't get to go to any of those new venues, but it's going to be cool to see some new conference foes in town.
Well, they're going to be good football programs, too. You got a Central Florida team that's really growing. BYU was probably a little off last year, but you know they're well coached. They always have really good talent. They recruit all over the country. You got Cincinnati, who's been really good most recently, and then Houston. I think Houston, with their men's basketball and football, is a really great add. And it will be an odd year this year with Oklahoma and Texas here and then not. When I see you here next year, we'll be talking about the league again, I'm sure. But I really like what it's going to be in time. I'm going to be honest, though. I'm going to miss the complete round robin of the 10. I think that was really special, not for me, but for our fans, because you got to see everybody home and home in basketball, and that was so great, just superb.
And from a broadcaster standpoint, I imagine you've seen the Kansas State brand, especially this year, grow, and it probably blossom even more with the run in the Elite Eight.
Oh, for sure. You know, everywhere we go, I'll give you a quick story here. I'll try to make it as quick as I can. We're in New York City. We've just checked into the hotel. Ben, Stan, and I are going to walk across the street to a little deli and have a sandwich because it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We didn't have lunch. We walk outside of the facility. We have K-State gear on, and a bunch of kids out there, probably 20 to 30 young people, boys and girls, and somebody said, "The Power Cat," and they gave us the Power Cat sign. And I said, "I appreciate that, man. Thanks for rooting for us. Where are you from?" You won't believe when I tell you where they were from. London.
Wow.
So I do think our brand is growing, and I think that's proof of it. And they talked about, hey, we've filled out brackets and have K-State out this far and that far. And so it was really cool. But you can't go anywhere anymore, in my mind, with the as small as the world is with travel today, without running into a K-State or seeing, you know, the Power Cat gear or whatever it might be. And that's a great thing.
Well, you've been on – this is your third stop of the tour today. It just sounds like just so much excitement from the fans.
Well, that's it. And the fans is the reason we're here, right? I mean – Coach Tang talked all season long about once we got into conference play and selling out the arena and the Octagon of Doom was back. Football, I mean, we were amazing in football this year with home attendance. I'm so proud of our fans for that. And we've got a really good football team coming back. I think we'll do that again. We've got a really interesting schedule coming in men's basketball. I'll even mention the women's basketball here. I know you got a chance to talk to Yoki and Gabby a little while ago. And you know what? The women's basketball team next year is going to be really, really, really good. And I think easily a top 20 team, maybe even closer to top 10.
That's pretty exciting. And I know you probably never thought you would broadcast a game against Alabama. I know it was a tough loss, but that had to be pretty cool. I know Eli Gold's a pretty big name in Alabama and sports broadcasting. What was that like, kind of meet him and talk with him?
Well, it was an interesting day, period, end of story. I mean, when you play in your very first, for K-State, New Year's Six bowl game, that is special. And Alabama, as we said in the month leading up to the game, was the gold standard of college football since 2009 or whenever it was when Coach Saban showed up. And I know Georgia's given them a little bit of a run for their money now, but they have been the gold standard, and they were good. We didn't play as well as we wanted to necessarily, but I think we proved we belong, and I think we proved that we're here to stay. You know, Coach Kleiman's got a new contract. He's done a great job. We have a new indoor facility that we're recruiting to, and our recruiting has gotten a little bit better and a little bit better each year that he's been here. Good things are happening within our program, and I'm so pumped up about K-State football too.
Well, thank you for the time here, Wyatt. It's always fun seeing you here in Scott City. We got outside here, and they smell the feedlot. It's awesome every year.
It's money, as we joked about before we rolled here a little bit, and I love coming here. You know that. Great to see you, man. Appreciate all your support of the Wildcats. We thank you for that.